Silver Mesa.
Arizona, California, Texas.
Seen from California all the way to Austin, Texas. I never did find out where the projected impact zone was. Have you, either one of y'all, seen anything on that?
No, Dr. Sky says people are going to be hunting it down.
Oh, I guess.
What was it?
Crank it up, Mike.
Well, according to what Dr. Sky, the links he provided, it was a fireball. And a fireball is a type of meteor. And I did not go into reading any farther in depth just because I heard about it on the radio. I'm at work. I didn't have time to get distracted with that. But it was technically called a fireball, which is a type of meteorite. And it hit the atmosphere going 40,000 miles an hour.
Woo!
That's fast.
And this is one of my all-time favorite songs from Creedence Clearwater Revival. It talks about something that comes out of the sky, lands on a farmer's property, and now everybody wants to lay claim to it. NASA wants it. The IRS wants to tax import. The Vatican wants it. Everybody's trying to get their hands on this thing. So somebody's farm has been enriched here recently. It's interesting, interesting to wake up that morning and not know a thing about it and then see that on the morning news and the amount of light and the flash and the flare that it generated. If y'all don't know what we're talking about, in Arizona, I think it landed in Arizona. Meteor, if you know, give us a ring at 1-888, or they won't tell us. If you know where it landed, if you know where it landed, you're not sharing that. But if you know any more about the meteor that rained in on us, I think it was Thursday morning at 3:30 in the morning or Wednesday morning.
Close to 4, and they said it was sonic booms. Some people woke up thinking it was an earthquake. I mean, there was a lot going on while we slept.
1-888-767-4348. All of that is to say you're tuned in to Rosie on the House. We'd like to send you an extra special weekend wake-up call this morning. We're broadcasting from beautiful Cottonwood, Arizona at the Verde Valley Fairgrounds for the Verde Valley Business Expo. If you're in the area, the Verde Valley area, Yavapai, Coconino County area, in and around circling Verde Valley, come on over to the Verde Valley Fairgrounds. We're located at 800 East Cherry Street. Very easy to find. And it is a business expo. We've got contractors here. We've got service providers here. We've got organizing companies here. We've got a few crafts here.
We're sitting right between the NRA and the pet cremation booths.
Yes, we are. Yes, we are. Mingus Cremation for Pets and NRA.
We've got some Habitat for Humanity, some ministries, organizations.
We do. So y'all are welcome to come out and join us. It's 9 to 5 today and 9 to 4 on Sunday. Jennifer and I actually headed up a little early yesterday, and boy, it was... Romy, you were up camping up north of Seven Springs a good part of this week with the family. And how much of the fire smoke was in on y'all's campground?
We never even saw it, smelt it.
You never saw
any
it.
Idea.
Because y'all was fairly there. Close to it. As a matter of fact, as we came up to visit y'all on Monday, it was overwhelmingly obvious. Well, it's the Pivot Rock Fire up at Strawberry. And I haven't checked on it because I assumed it was out. But as we came over Cherry Road and started dropping down in the Verde Valley, the entire Verde Valley was completely socked in.
Could definitely smell it.
In smoke. I mean, it was completely socked in. So
thankfully for a little breeze, we managed to get through the day without thinking about it too much more after that.
It lightened up. We tapped the rim right there about 8:30, a quarter to 9. It was still pretty calm. A little breeze picked up later in the day and kind of blew the valley out. But it's the old Pivot Rock Fire. That thing's been going for several weeks now, and last I checked on it earlier in the week, it was like on Monday or Tuesday, it was like at 4,000 acres. So, and man, it's still generating a lot of smoke. You can still see the actual location of where the smoke is rising from the horizon. So, just another warning for all of you out there that let's be extra special careful as we're out there this summer enjoying the Arizona outdoors to really pay attention. I understand this was a lightning strike caused fire, so we don't have anybody being careless with campfires, which is great news. But y'all be careful. We're going to be talking a little bit. Not only did we have a meteor come out of the sky in Arizona this week, but we had a peculiar encounter with Mother Nature on several different fronts. We had a young man from Louisiana. As a matter of fact, the young man from Louisiana comes from a town that's not more than 5 miles from my hometown in Louisiana. I haven't seen his name, but I got to believe we know his family. But a tragic story of he's here visiting, hiking through the Usury Mountains in Mesa, and is covered up in a swarm of Africanized bees and is stung, I don't know how many times, but it proved fatal.
I heard 1,000. I don't know.
We're bringing in some outdoor experts. What, for those of you that like to hike, I mean, I've been in the desert several times and had a cloud of bees the size of a Volkswagen van, you know, swarm right in around and past me, and you just hold your breath and you think, oh man, don't stop, you know. And you just have to wonder, what do you do when you're out there? And then we had a man sleeping in Cherry Creek.
Pretty area.
Gorgeous area, full of bears, and one of those bears found him asleep in his sleeping bag and took a swipe at him. So how'd you like to wake up, you know,
with a bear paw on your leg?
With a bear paw scratching through your sleeping bag, huh? Would that be an instant awakeness?
He survived.
He survived.
He survived. And then we had a woman in Fountain Hills and her dog. She was walking through the subdivision, and she was attacked.
I know where this one's going.
By javelina.
Fountain Hills has tons of javelina.
And then how about the story about the poor woman? This didn't happen in Arizona, but that was killed by fire ants. And from what I understand now, that fire ants have made their way into Arizona, and we've been fighting them down in Louisiana almost my entire adult life. I don't remember them there as a kid, but, I mean, from the late 60s, early 70s on, they had made their way up, much like the Africanized bees. They had come up through the Yucatan and through Mexico and through the Gulf Coast states. But fire ants now, I guess, have made their way into Arizona.
That was a horrible story.
So we are going to bring bee, ant, bear, and javelina experts in at 8 o'clock during our outdoor hour. We're going to talk about what should you be doing as you're enjoying the great outdoors and you encounter these various forms of wildlife. Now, speaking of wildlife, Jennifer and I took the grandkids. Like I said, we drove up a little early to Camp Verde yesterday, and we took the grandkids to Out of Africa. Now, we have not been to Out of Africa since they relocated from Fort McDowell area, which he moved because of a fire that burned him out of that area, and so he's relocated up here at Cottonwood. And so it was neat to see the new facility. We were walking it with our grandchildren at like 100, was it 111 degrees?
It's just been crazy. Last weekend, it would have been the perfect weekend to come. And we had all those little red-faced babies walking through out of Africa. But you know what? It was so intriguing. They didn't complain too much.
Well, the thing that hit me the most of that is the last time we were with this particular covey of grandchildren. We were standing on the shores of Duluth, Minnesota, the week after Christmas, watching fireworks, and we were so cold, I thought we'd never make it back to the car.
I was so cold, it hurt.
It was like 30 below zero.
Oh.
Plus wind chill, with the wind blowing. And we were all out there in like multiple layers watching fireworks. It was so cold that it hurt your eyes. And you had to look into the wind, because they were shooting the fireworks offshore just a little bit. So you had to look into the wind to watch them, and it literally, Romy, it was so cold, you'd watch for one or two bursts, and you had to turn your face away, bury your hands in your face, just to restore the circulation in your forehead, your cheeks, and your nose, and your eyes, and then turn around. And that's the last time we were with the Drake clan, and then we had them at 111 yesterday up and out of Africa.
I'm not one to usually say this, but I think at that point I would have just watched the fireworks on TV. We have a caller on standby. Rosie had mentioned earlier about the fireball that came screaming through Arizona, and there's a gentleman online by the name of Kevin who actually witnessed it live.
We'll
bring him into the conversation. We also had a texter say it's somewhere near Highway 191 that it's landed.
Oh, that's Nutrioso. That's Eager. Yeah. That's Springerville. That's spooky, because that highway used to be Highway 666. They changed it.
I didn't know that.
They did, and they changed it to 191 in the 80s. Anyway.
Somebody didn't tell the meteor.
Let's bring Kevin into the conversation. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Where are you? Where were you when you saw this?
Well, I'm positive that this was the fireball because I remember hearing about it the next day and then freaking out because I'm like, oh, that was something. I wasn't just hallucinating because I was so tired. It was Maricopa that I was at my friend's house, and I was driving up north to Phoenix. So it was between there that I saw it.
You were driving from Maricopa to Phoenix at 3:30 in the morning.
It was around 3:50 in the morning.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you're like about half awake. You're just awake enough to be legally driving, and you see this thing shoot across the sky, and what goes through your head?
Well, at first, to be perfectly honest, I thought it was, some sort of a... Because I couldn't, understand what I was looking at right away, because the entire sky went green at first. And then when I started getting a look at what was happening, it kind of looked like a firework almost going off in the air. And then once I realized, what I just saw, then I thought maybe it's, some sort of a government thing, or who knows what they're doing out here in the middle of nowhere. But then once I don't know, or maybe somebody was playing with fireworks or something. So those were the only two rational explanations I could come up with it. I didn't really think about an asteroid right away until
I get it. That time of the morning, you're basically making the drive, and you see that, and your conscience doesn't react fast enough to really comprehend exactly what you just experienced.
Did you feel like it lit up the whole sky?
It did. The entire sky went from black to green, and the entire sky was lit up. I thought it was as if maybe there was a truck in my headlights or something. The entire sky was bright, everything. I had no idea what was going on.
Wow.
Yeah. Kevin, thanks a bunch for calling in. I guess now we know what the dinosaurs last saw before the meteor hit at Meteor Crater, right? The sky goes green. Hey, y'all stay tuned. We've got an author going to be joining us in the next segment on homesteading and pioneering and the simple, what does she call it? The simple life?
It's a homesteading life. I'm sorry, you caught me off guard. The pioneer spirit.
The pioneer spirit. Author here. Right here at Rosie on the House when we get back.